Byzantine Empire. It is a man not bring a chair. Doesn't matter. Halka. Halka. Don't permit. It is an association. And advice or teaching or directing or leading, you may say. And we are saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Our religion, Islam, just brought everything that we may be in need. Every question through our minds or through our hearts, you can take answers so that you may reach a contentment or satisfaction through yourself. If a person just lost satisfaction through his heart, he is such a person falling in troubles, endless miseries surrounding him, and his life going to be tasteless life at least, or you may say poisoned life. Therefore, most important thing that Allah Almighty asking from His servant to reach tumanina, that means satisfaction and contentment through Himself. Because that is the sign of paradise people. No any unsatisfying or no any complex or no any hesitating or not any doubts, not any fear that makes his life tasteless at least or poisoned. And Allah Almighty is saying, O people, don't think that you can reach contentment through your hearts, that making your life a tasteful life, a sweet life, lovely life, lightened life, hopeful life, honored life. You must remember me. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. You must do zikr. Therefore, Shariat also ordering for zikr and taking that order, whole Sufi orders, to make a special way for followers of Sharia to reach to Hakikat, to ocean. And now the most distinguished Sufi order, that is only most distinguished Naqshbandi order. And its method is like Prophet's method, that he was meeting with people, teaching them everywhere they may be, speaking to them, addressing to them, trying to give understanding to them. Therefore, whom they were with Prophet, with his association, they are saying Sahib, whom they are witnessing or coming and sitting with Prophet's speech and association, they are going to be Sahabe. On that way, every tariqat following that way, and particularly most distinguished Naqshbandi order, that through other tariqats, now most keeping people for the Sunnah or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only this tariqah. And others living, getting weaker, comes down. And this is a humble gathering. And just, I am in connection with our spiritual headquarters, my heart, always in contact. I was asking to go from here to where they are going, but they are keeping me to address to you something that it is important. And they are sending me a news from the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he sent his holy messages to kings and emperors, and his happy period two empires, they were in on earth, they were an empire, they were mawjud. Existing and tiring. One, Byzantine Empire. Second, Persian empires. Just like in our days, America and Russia, most powerful superpowers on earth now, they are making competition. Yes? And sometimes Byzantine Empire armies carrying Persians away, and sometimes Persian armies coming like met the Jazir. Like see sometimes coming, sometimes going back. Two empires. Just sent to both of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his holy message addressing to Caesar, Caesar of Byzantine Empire, and Shah of Persia. What was their titles at that time?
Da Costo?
Kisra. Kisra. Sheikh Khusra.
Sheikh Khusra.
And he sent both of them. Sending Caesar or Byzantine emperor kissing and putting, keeping. Sending to Kisra, foolish Persian empire, very angry, making like this and throwing. Name Sharif, holy letter, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu he did his blessings on Byzantine Empire to continue and making his cursing on Kisra as he making
tearing
his holy letter. Allah makes them like this. Persian people, they are very angry. Then Kisra, not Kisra, it's Caesar of Kaiseri Rum, Heraclius. He was in Damascus. And Damascus, it was surrounded by walls that time. Who coming in and coming out, soldiers looking. And Caesar of Byzantine Empire, Heraclius just ordered to his guardians that they are on entrance of city, anyone coming from Arabia, arrest them, hold them, keep them and bring them to me. And it is a told history. I'm only going to mention on a special part of it. And it is more important to be written and to be given, particularly those Christians to know. And I am sorry to say that even our Muslims, they are not knowing about their prophets or prevented to know him. Threatened by shirk and kufr. Because when you are knowing someone's greatness, normally you are giving your high respect to him. Therefore, those shaitanic groups that living now, like mushrooms, no roots, no branches, no flowers, no fruits, no any calorie through them. If you are eating strong, gives you power. If you are eating mushroom, no. Those people, they never give a chance to Muslims to know about their most respected servant of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammad. Because normally I was not telling His Excellence. I was thinking that, where's my driver? I am thinking nothing, that person. Sheikh Muhammad. I was saying, he is our driver, His Excellence sending to take me like this, like that, like this, like that, like this, like that. Then he is bringing to me, passing from a place from one side up to side, 1 kilometer. It's written atomic builder. Atomic builder said that. I am saying you are a porter here. No, this is for me. And then I am keeping myself like this. Then he is calling me to his car. I am taking my care, my respect to him. Before I don't know him, I am a simple person. When you are knowing, giving respect. Therefore, they are never teaching, even taking away here mask, not written name of professor. No? Yours also, on many mosques, it is not written. Particularly new mosques that they are those group building, only writing Allah, Allah, Allah. Who was teaching us about Allah? How we were knowing Allah with our minds or with Prophet? How we are taking him away? They are taking him away, they are finishing. They are not giving a chance to learn. Because when you are knowing a person's value and greatness, going to give him your high respect. Where is our driver, bus driver, minibus. First day, they're taking me, nothing saying for me. Second day, he was coming like this and saying, such a great man. I am saying, I am not a great man. No, he changed. Changed second day, saying, I never met a great man sitting next to me here, giving me his respects. That day, doesn't matter. Second day, when looking me, quickly making the cigarette down. Therefore, Christians, they are not knowing or they are not trying to know about the zero prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his study may be a booklet. It is just mentioned that historical history through Sheikh Abdul Wahhab Sharani, Qutb al-Rabbani, one of the famous scholars just lived in Egypt. Through his book named Kashf al-Umma and al-Umma. You must translate this book from beginning up to end. And we give every day internet under tent. Doesn't matter. You may give. That Caesar was ordering, and one day coming a caravan entering, porters looking and saying, from where you are coming? They said, we are coming just from Mecca, Mukarrama, for trading coming. That our Caesar's command to be taken, all of you, in his royal presence. He is asking you to be in his royal presence. Then they are leaving camels, they are taken to in his front. And Caesar was sitting. Heraclius looking with others coming, like our people now, not putting crown, putting this. I was a small one in Cyprus before 70 years, that Sharif Hussein just had been sent from Mecca al-Mukarrama to Cyprus. Instead supporting him, King of England, but making him Menfi.
Exile
to Cyprus, and he was coming, and he's with servants. They were putting such a agal, you are saying. When we are small ones, I was thinking that there is a snake on their heads, therefore we are escaping. They are cunning. Heraclius looking. Come. And sit in front of me like a crescent. Look, I am not an ordinary person. I am emperor, Byzantine Empire emperor. I am here. I am going to ask you some questions. First of all, you sit like this in front of me. Who is most closer to that one who sent to me his holy letter and calling me to his Lord's servanthood, and he is claiming that he is good tidings, our Sahib, our Prophet, our Lord's good tidings. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. That Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, just giving his good tidings that coming after me, this hero prophet, that he had been honored, no one honored in divinely presence of my Lord. He is claiming this. Who is that one that he has more closer relation to be relative to that one? Coming one of them, that his name also is Sufyan. But not Sufyan that was fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. That is another Sufyan named from Ashab, and just he was aggressing. That hadith that he went after his Islam, he was saying this. Arresting?
Relating the hadith or addressing?
Relating. And he said, I am that one. Come in front. You behind him. Look, I am the emperor of Byzantine Empire, whom they are leading whole world under their command. Even Kisra, very angry with him. Look, I am going to ask you some questions about that one. I don't like to answer me wrong answer or to say lies. And I am ordering to you, behind all him, if you are a friend saying something that it is not true, you must tell me that this is lie. This is not true. Allah Almighty making them in trap. Making him a trap. And he said, we never expected to fall in such a trap, or before we may do consultation with each other, how we shall, I am free to say every lies, everything about him, but now we never expected to be such a trap for us, and I was very, very fearful from the anger of emperor to speak a lie, may order my head going away. Therefore, he said, oh, your majesty, emperor, what you are asking, I am ready to answer to you what I know. Emperor sitting. And beginning, so many questions. I'm not now interested in such a question. Only he was asking, what is his situation, that person, people around himself, coming more and more? He said, yes. When they are gathering, after a while, there is someone leaving him, he was saying no. If anyone coming to him, never leaving him. That is the ways of prophets. That is the good tidings of our prophet also. I understand. Therefore, It is a good sign for Muslims. Alhamdulillah, I am here only 12 days. And who's sending me? Not government sending me. No. In my age, no any government using people for anything. But I have been sent here through spiritual headquarters to call people. And alhamdulillah, I am looking that people coming much more crowded, and they are not asking to run away, but asking to come with me, to be with me here and hereafter. And that is a humble declaration to make your eyes to open and to look. Because those people who are assaulting on me, on my declarations, so many years they are here. And so millions they are spending also, but there are five people not going to be six ones. If seven ones, they are not going to be eight ones. If eight ones, not going to be 10 ones. And years, they are here. But because they are on battle way. And people, their conscience never getting a satisfaction from them. Therefore, making themselves not to touch to them and not to be assaulted by them. Therefore, our brothers, some of my brothers, Muslim, like my sons, grandsons, you are in need to find true ones among yourselves, or through East and West. Because Allah Almighty ordering to Ummat Muhammad, to believers, to be with true ones. And you must look who is true ones. And I'm giving signs of true ones that your heart's going to join to them, never asking to go back. May Allah bless you and forgive me. And I hope that today, 15 of Shaban Muazzam, it is a new year's beginning in heavenly calendar. There is Western calendar, there is Hijrat calendar, there is heavenly calendar. Heavenly calendar from Laylatul Bara'ah, Yawmul Bara'ah, the day of Barat, beginning up to next. What is going to happen, he knows. But I am in strong belief for me that so many things going to be changed through this year. So many rubbish should be taken away. Don't worry. Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Aziz Allah, 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 accept our servanthood and keep us with your true ones to be with them here and hereafter, and give much more honor and respect to your most respected Prophet and servant Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be under his flag here and hereafter. Bi hurmati al-Fatiha. بركاتك بركاتك
He changed his mind from angel to higher than angel.
I am from animal world. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah.